Every single day, you're living with choices. And whether we like to admit it or not, the circumstances around us do have an effect on us, do they not? Yeah. And we like to say they don't, but they do. Why is that? It's because we're human. God has made us to belong. We are a part of the household of faith. We're a part of family. He's made us to want to be together. We're not meant to live isolated. We're meant to be together. Are you with me, dear ones?
Yeah.
Okay? But so many of us, you know, one of the greatest things that I find in my travels around the world in the churches, the diverse churches that I go to, is there's a major spirit of loneliness. That people can sit in church and feel very, very lonely. Are you with me? I pray that that never happens over this place. God has made us to live open, transparent lives as a part of family. That's what I learned from Jim and Mary, our spiritual parents. Do you know they walked with us, encouraged us, believed in us till the day they went home to be with Jesus. You know what happened when our spiritual father was dying in that moment? He took Alex's hand. He said these words. He said these words. Alex, he said, it's my time to go home to be with Jesus. We walked a long journey, we've given our best. And he said these words to Alex, you and Donna, go and do it better than we did. You gotta be kidding. Honestly, I feel that. I think heaven is rejoicing right now.
Yeah.
Heaven is rejoicing because that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, come on.
That's what happened. Alex said he felt his knees just giving. How is it possible that we could love any better than you loved us? Little did we know that God would raise us up in such a way that he would take two little broken people and put an influence around our life that would touch them all. Can I tell you, every single one of us that these people took into their home over their years of ministry, you won't even know their name. Every single one of us are involved in effective ministry around the globe. I see that same spirit in this place. Are you with me, dear ones? And you are on the receiving end, being raised up, because you don't know what tomorrow will hold. Are you with me? Because God is going to do what he says he's going to do.
Yes, he is. Amen. Yes, he is.
And God's already made a decision that what he does on the earth, he's going to do it through a man and a woman. And that just happens to be you and me. Are you with me?
Yeah.
People like me are going to walk a journey with you to get to the point where that soul becomes alive in your spirit. You are dangerous. I know I'm a very dangerous person to the enemy. And I really enjoy it.
Come on, that's good.
I seriously enjoy it.
No.
So I always say to the enemy, you stole all my childhood. And you stole all of my youth. You will never get another day. Are you with me? I am more of a child today in my spirit than I was when I was a child. I got it all back. Are you with me, dear ones? Why? Because I know the journey. It's a journey. So, here's what I want to give you. I'm going to give you three verses. Because I want to encourage you on your journey of restoration and your journey of change. I was in an airplane one day. We were going over the Rocky Mountains. Anybody fly over the Rocky Mountains? We were coming down from Prince Rupert down into Vancouver, coming over the Rockies. We were in a plane, I looked out the window and I thought, oh my goodness, those mountaintops are, they're pretty close. I thought, are we flying high enough? You know what I'm saying? But God used that to give me a revelation in that moment. You know, when you're up there, things look a little different than when you're on the ground. You know what I'm talking about? You're looking down on something. So I'm up in the airplane, and I'm looking down at these mountains, and I noticed something, and I don't know why it happened. The mountains, the peaks were high, and then they came down a little bit, then they went up a little bit more. You ever notice that? Then they went up again a bit higher, and they just seemed to go like this, up and down and up. And I'm sitting there all of a sudden, The other thing I noticed is that when you're on a journey, have you ever noticed, honestly, in this town it really is like this, there's no roads that are straight. You know, everything goes this way or that way, or, you know, you haven't got a clue, you've got to watch the signs, don't you? Right? Well, you know, sometimes when you're driving along the road, you got some sharp twists and turns. Sometimes you're going up a hill, and sometimes you're going down a hill. Is that true? Okay? You see, it's just life. We don't even think about it, we just do it. Is that true? God, what happens if you don't follow the road signs? What's going to happen if that plane is not watching the peaks of those mountains and knows how high he's flying? We're going to have a big problem. Is that true? Do you know life is like that? Sometimes our journey is like that. And I want to show you from the scripture, because this is where the enemy likes to trip you up. You know, I tell you, I heard this many times when I was a young Christian. I'm so glad I had the spiritual family around me who knew how to pick me up, because my mind, the thinking in my mind was so distorted, I had zero belief in myself at all. Matter of fact, I didn't even like me at all. That isn't going to change overnight. Are you with me? It's a journey of change.
Yeah.
It's a journey of change.
Yeah, it's good.
And I'm just so glad that there was somebody there to help me with that. Are you with me? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen.